What I see is, I guess, two kinds of reactions. One is panic, and the other one is numbness, based on what they've observed.
The news of the economic downturn hit home quickly for millions of Americans, and Central Texas was no exception. Matter of days, many employees saw the values of portfolios they'd spent years building slashed dramatically. Questions about the future and retirement dominated the minds of many who'd been diligent in building for life after work. P. Brett Hammond, Managing Director and Chief Investment Strategist for TIAA CREF, has heard from many concerned employers worried about protecting their workers, as well as the workers themselves. As part of a swing through Texas, he spoke at a forum for Baylor University employees yesterday, addressing their concerns. Afterwards, in a conversation, he acknowledged that people should face the fact the situation is as rough as reported, and many experts don't see a rebound in this calendar year.
Well, the signs are just not there for a big recovery this year. First of all, the corporate earnings have been negative through 2008. They just keep the growth rate on corporate earnings has been going down, and it continues to go down now. Second, The economic growth has been much worse than has been forecast. Third, the federal stimulus and deficit spending. Yes, they will have an effect. Yes, they will keep things from getting worse. The problem is it's going to take a while for that to get ramped up.
Additionally, the nation faces the shared issue of the savings paradox. Individuals recognizing a need to save means they're not spending as much. And that individual responsibility they're showing, multiplied by millions, slows down the economic recovery collectively.
We all want individuals to save. And in the United States, savings rates have been terrible. Household savings rates have dropped down to effectively zero. In the last few months, people have begun to save more, but I think because they realize that they have to save for the future. The problem that it poses is that one of the things that props up our economy is consumer spending. And if consumer spending goes down, that means people are saving more, but it also means that the consumers are not stimulating the economy. So in the short run, we need to stimulate the economy. In the long run, we need savings.
But Hammond is not telling people not to save. Far from it. They can use those savings to save for retirement and to help bring the economy back.
Well, the thing is, if you're saving, what it means is that you can then invest. And by investing, especially in the next few months, since the markets have been beaten down so much, there's a decent opportunity that people are going to begin to see their savings grow through that investment. In addition, you're also creating a buffer for a rainy day in the future, and you're creating the opportunity to give yourself a decent retirement.
So amidst the bad news, there's opportunities. Hammond, while acknowledging that no one can completely predict the future, says there are areas for investors that can be smart places to put their money during such a downturn.
So what can people do now? Well, I think there's some places that people ought to be looking very hard at right now. One of them is corporate bonds, because corporate bonds have been beat up big time. People have not wanted to own them. They wanted to own treasuries, because treasuries are the safest port in a storm. So the prices of treasuries have gone way up, and the yields have gone way down. Whereas just the opposite has happened with corporate bonds. The prices are very low. The yields are very attractive. And so if you pick good companies, solid companies that have been around, that are likely to be around, then there's some very good opportunities in corporate bonds. Municipal bonds as well. Those have been beat up because everybody thinks all the states and cities are going to go bankrupt. But with this stimulus package, a lot of that money is going to flow through the states and the cities, highways, energy, schools. So the municipal bonds have been beat up, and they're not a bad thing. As time goes on, there are going to be stocks of companies that are going to be very attractive too.
Hammond advises anyone to find a financial advisor they trust. Individuals and families can weather the downturn and still build for the future if they're smart. Additionally, Hammond advises people not to panic.
But the problem with jumping in and jumping out is you have to be right twice. You have to be right when you get out, and so you have to be making a bet the market's going down. And then you have to be right when you go back in to make a bet the market's going up. And we don't believe that professional money managers can make those calls with any consistency, much less individual investors.
Stitty says, save some and invest some. Find strategies for the long haul. But do it with people and companies you trust and avoid the temptation to be jumpy. While he doesn't see the upturn happen in 2009, he does see a return, just as we always have here in America in the past. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.